You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Kyle Quinn, of course, behind the glass. A lot to do on a big, big Wednesday show. Elliot Shore Parks joins us 1 hour from now. We will have our lunch hour with Jason Avant. Very excited to see what he saw when he watched the game and rewatched the film from Monday Night Football. We'll talk through everything. We're on high alert if the Phillies make another move. We know Schwarber's back. Maybe JT Realmuto is coming up next. We'll get to Hugh's holiday stocking. A lot to discuss. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. How's everybody doing? Hey, fellas, hang in there, man. I know it's the holidays and, you know, your pockets are getting assaulted.
Oh, yeah.
Right now. Hang in there, fellas. January soon come. We just got to get through these next couple of weeks, but we'll be all right.
Yeah, listen, it is. It's a great time of the year. It's usually, and look, at sometimes with the Eagles, it's a wonderful time of the year, right? Because we're barreling towards the playoffs and all things are good. And
yeah, but it's a lot going on. Like I'm strictly speaking for the fellas today because it's a lot going on. You know, we got the holidays coming up. The Eagles aren't playing well. And, you know, I just want to let you know this too, Joe, because you have young kids. They never fully leave. I just want you to know that.
Oh, like they grow up, but they don't leave.
They don't. They're always going to ask for money. Like money's always going to be at the forefront of the conversation. Yeah. So just remember that. And like I said again, fellas, hang in there.
Is this you going through your emotions through us?
Well, yeah, a little bit of that.
I felt that.
You know, I mean, because you know, it's like I was talking to a friend of mine last night. I got my kids are grown, and you know, they have bills that they have to pay.
Sure.
And every now and then, you know, dad is asked for assistance, you know. And, you know what's funny as a father with children? When they say, when they hit you with, I'm grown, you know, I'm a grown-ass woman or a man.
But then in the other sense.
And then there's the other sense. It's like, but you asking for money. So how grown are you?
Kind of grown.
So, yeah, I'm just saying, hey, Pop's hanging there. Dad's hanging there, man. It's all right. It's going to be all right.
We'll get through it together. And you know what? It's going to be all right for the Philadelphia Eagles. Of course, if they get this thing together.
We're going to make it,
man. We're going to make it. And hopefully their offense is going to make it. And that might require some tough decisions. All right. 215-592-9494. Yesterday was the day to let it out, right? We let it out. The emotions.
You mean crying and whatnot.
Crying,
calling
yelling.
Calling people mean and hurtful.
All that stuff. I mean, that's the day after a bad Eagles game. We do that with each other, to each other. That's all water under the bridge. But now that we've had, you know, 24 hours to kind of let this marinate, it's time to talk about now what, right? And how the Eagles handle the rest
now
of this.
Now what?
Now what? And yesterday I sat here and I said the Eagles have a quarterback problem. And they do. Now sometimes quarterback.
You were strong.
Well, they do. Now sometimes quarterback problems can be fixed, right? You alluded to the idea yesterday, and I think a lot of people did. And the hope clearly is that this is just a slump for Jalen Hurts. Right? He gets out of this.
Bump in the road,
bump
Joe.
Bump in the road on a long, historic career. I hope that's the case. I don't know that's the case, but I hope it's the case. But I also have to think about the rest of this Eagles season, and I have to think about the rest of the team and where this thing is going. So I will say it this way to you guys. If I'm the Eagles, I would start Jalen Hurts on Sunday against the Las Vegas Raiders. He's the quarterback on Sunday. You used the word yesterday, earned. I do think he's earned the right to start the game on Sunday. He's been the quarterback here for years. They've won a lot. He had a horrific game. He's off a bad month. But yeah, he gets to start the game on Sunday. But that's the end of where I go with earn, deserve, and all those kind of words. As this season progresses, it is on the table for me that I would pull the plug. If he keeps playing the way he has the last month, and let's be clear, over the last five games, this is a bottom five quarterback in the NFL. That's the way he's playing compared to all the other quarterbacks. So if he doesn't pick it up and the offense continues to struggle and he looks like he did on Monday, I have to pull the plug, and I have to do it for a few reasons. Number one, I owe it to the other 52 guys. They're still playing their asses off, especially that defense. I can't let the season just go down the drain because of one player. And I would say that about any position. So I owe it to the other guys. Hugh, I think back to 2018. The Eagles were struggling coming off a Super Bowl victory. They were 5-6. Now, they spun it to us that Carson Wentz had a stress fracture in his back and they were sitting him down. Whatever. You can believe what you want to believe. They put Nick Foles back in and they went on a run. And that's in my head that, like, with better quarterback play, this team could be way better right now than they are. And I know there's a lot of stuff, I'm sure you're going to bring up a lot of this, like the what happens then, right? Like the ramifications to benching Jalen Hurts. I understand.
They're huge.
But I just want to bring this to the table because, for me, this is the only thing that matters. If the Eagles don't know he's their quarterback next year, then I don't think the ramifications are as strong as some might. And my point on that is, if they have decided right now, we have to go look for another quarterback, then I don't care about the other ramifications. I'm just focusing on this year. Now, if they believe he's their quarterback for the next 5 years, no matter what, then all right, then it's way harder to bench him. But where I sit, I think the Eagles are doubting his future. And if you're already doubting the future, then the present becomes more important to me. Hugh, where are you at on this? If Jalen continues to struggle, again, I would start him Sunday against the Raiders, but if he continues to play like this, it's on the table. I would sit him down before the season is over. Where do you come down?
We got four games left in the season, correct?
Yep.
Jalen has had by far his worst game in the NFL as a starting quarterback. I said it yesterday, and I'll say it again, and it's probably going to make people upset. As bad as that offense looked, they did some good things yesterday. The other day, I should say. And Cam Jurgens felt and echoed the same sentiments. Like, this is where it's hard for people to see. And I'm not trying to ask anybody to understand it because I know it's impossible to do. Because you can't unsee five turnovers.
Ooh, no.
You can't unsee that.
It hurt.
But this offense did some good things the other day. They really did. And I think that they did it with Jalen. Jalen needs to clean up some things. But this is the learning process in football. And another thing, if you decide at some point during this season to sit Jalen down, you can never go back to Jalen. Jalen's gone. Jalen's not going to be the Eagles quarterback ever again if you decide to do that. That is the ramifications of sitting him down. You don't recover. You don't put that genie back in the box.
Well, all right. So I generally think you're right, but don't we have a couple examples? I mean, Donovan was sat. Kevin Cobb came in. They went back to Donovan. They went to the title game. One more. Jalen Hurts was sat in college and came back to help Alabama win a national title.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, so, but I mean, his personality has told us in the past, at least. Now, I know he's older now and different, a different stage of life, but he did this once, right? He got sat down in a big moment. He took it like a man. And then eventually his number was called again, and he did help that team.
Yeah, and I know that Donovan was an example, but Donovan, it was a different situation. Donovan wasn't coming off of Super Bowl MVP.
He was not.
He was not coming off Super Bowl MVP, and I don't think any of the mother cats that you talk about were either. And, you know, being the face of the franchise and handling the adversity the way that he's handled it in his career, I just feel like now Jalen's in a rarefied situation where I just think back to when D-Gun said he has the team over a barrel. And the fact that, you know, this is a situation where if you bench him for Tanner McKee, and I've said this, Joe, I think that there's probably going to be a scenario where Tanner McKee comes in and he lights a fire into the team. That's it for Jalen. You're not coming back to Jalen. That's it. It's not going to happen. And I don't think Jalen and his team are going to be okay with that. This is different now when you're talking – and we're talking about money. We're talking about $50 million on the bench.
Yeah.
You're not doing it.
Well, I think you can. And I think the team when you were saying all that, you said, you know, the Super Bowl MVP, and you said Jalen's team and Jalen's I thought of something, Hugh, and this was brought up 6-7 years ago. When an article was written about Carson Wentz and Nick Foles, one of the quotes from a player, and it was off the record, so the player's name wasn't on it, but one of the quotes in the article was, "We're not the Philadelphia Carsons, we're the Philadelphia Eagles. They're not the Philadelphia Jalens." You said face the franchise, said Super Bowl MVP. That's all great. That's a moment in time. They're the Philadelphia Eagles. So it's like they got to think what's best for the Eagles. And if he keeps playing like this, like how does Sirianni look the team in the face? Let's just play it out. I don't think this is going to happen. But Sunday, he loses the game against the Raiders. Mm-hmm. He plays that bad again. How does he look his team in the face and leave him on the field?
See, Joe, the unfortunate thing about the position that Jalen's in now, mm-hmm. is that he's on the radar now. He's under the microscope.
Mm-hmm.
He's been under it, but more so now than any other time. So if that happens, say if that scenario happens, regardless to what the real problem is, it's going to be blamed on him.
Like
I've been saying for the last couple of days, yes, Jalen had 5 turnovers. But when you look at that game, if you look at that game, there were some missed opportunities, not only by him, but by other people as well. There were some questionable play calls.
I know, but he's supposed to be the most important player.
But again, and I'm not trying to absolve him from his part
right.
in this.
Right.
But because of the 5 turnovers, that's all anybody can see.
What?
So going into this next game, say if Jalen goes out there and he plays subpar, I don't think he's going to have 5 turnovers ever again in life. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, I would hope. You're right. And
I don't think the way that game played out, that's not going to happen again.
I would guess the same. But,
if he goes out there and say, for instance, he gives an effort that he's given in a win like in previous games, it's not going to be good enough.
No.
For some individual.
Well, I go back to this. Don't they owe it to the rest of the team to put the best quarterback out there? And I'll say it like this. For all these years, no matter what the scenario is, right? Jalen has had some ups, he's had some downs, more ups than downs. He's been a good quarterback mm-hmm. for years here. There's not been many times in his career since he took over as the starting quarterback, which ironically, 5 years ago yesterday, Doug Peterson named him the starting quarterback, which might be the most ironic thing considering this is the conversation this week. There really haven't been many times where anyone could sit there with a straight face and say, I'm not sure he's the best option anymore. Guys, I'm not sure he's the best option anymore. I'm not. I'm not sure. I don't know. I haven't seen enough of Tanner McKee. None of us have. I can't say definitively Tanner McKee's better. I don't know that. Well, if we saw it, then we'd have more of a sample. But when Jalen got the job, I believed he was a better option over Carson Wentz. When Jalen got hurt in 22... or 21, I guess it was. I thought he was the better option over Gardner Minshew. Last year, I thought he was the better option over Kenny Pickett or Tanner McKee. I'm for the first time, I'm not sure he's their best option. So I'm going to let him play on Sunday. And if he plays well, we keep going. If he doesn't, benching him for me is on the table. 215-592-9494. All right, Shiel Kapati was on with the morning show. Here is what he said when presented with this question. And the idea, is it on the table as this season goes down the stretch?
I don't think so. No, not this season. That to me, that's going to have long-term implications and ramifications. And we are talking about the guy who, I just think you give him as long a leash as there is here. You know, last year after week 14, the passing game was broken. And then in the playoffs, in the NFC Championship game, in the Super Bowl, he had maybe his 2 best games of the season. I'm not saying that's going to happen again. Listen, I don't have a bunch of positives from the film on offense for you. It doesn't look good. They're not playing well. We all see it with our own eyes. But I think when you pay a guy that kind of money, when he comes through for you and gives you the second Super Bowl in franchise history, you're not benching him the next year. I think it's an offseason, and I don't even think it's going to happen in the offseason.
All right, so Shiel Kapati with
you. That's the reality. Yeah. Like, this is.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Where the disconnect comes, because we're treating this like it's a college football team. It's not. And the things that you have to realize and understand that there's a monetary value tied to him.
So for now, like,
yeah.
So Jalen Hurts has, next year is the last year he has guaranteed money left on his deal.
Yes.
If you gave Howie and Jeff truth serum right now, do you think they're sure they're going to pay him again?
No.
So then that's it. If they don't know they're going to pay him again, then to me anything's on the table.
Yeah, but
because what's the money left?
But
there's not guaranteed money left.
Again, you give him, because of what he's done in the past, and I know people don't want to hear that because they don't like to hear about the past.
I don't like that.
But the past matters.
Mm.
You give him all the rope that he can to try to work himself out of this.
Yeah, I think the past matters in football less than any sport.
It matters in football. The past, what you've done, your accomplishments. Why do you think Aaron Rodgers still in the league? Why do you think Aaron Rodgers still doing what he's done? He's only won the one Super Bowl.
But I'm not saying Jalen Hurts has to go retire, but the Packers said goodbye to Aaron Rodgers because
Rodgers is still playing. They moved on from Aaron Rodgers because he's doing the same thing that they're saying Jalen's doing.
Well, I know, but
and they had to move on at some point.
But, well, just use Rodgers. I'm with you on Rodgers, but why is he no longer the Packers quarterback? If the past matters, he'd still be their quarterback. They said you're no longer our best option. What you did, he won four MVPs. Four MVPs of the league, and they said, you're not our best option anymore.
I don't think Jalen's there yet. I hear what you're saying. It's the same parallel to me. They got tired of his antics the same way they did with Brett Favre, but I don't think Jalen's there yet.
Let's use the Eagles, though. The Eagles moved off of two quarterbacks that got them to the Super Bowl. Nick Foles won the Super Bowl. Like, we used Super Bowl MVP last year. Didn't Nick Foles win the Super Bowl MVP? He wasn't even the starting quarterback the next season.
I wasn't here for that, but wasn't the starting quarterback because Carson Wentz was still here, correct?
Right, but I made the case that he's the better quarterback on the team.
No, and Carson Wentz that year, like again, I wasn't here, but wasn't Carson Wentz on an MVP caliber season before he got hurt?
But then he got hurt.
But he was on MVP caliber season.
But my point is, the next season, my eyes told me the better quarterback was Foles. They still let
in
Wentz play most.
In a small sampling size, Joe. And here's, yeah. and you never lose your job. You're never supposed to lose your job in NFL to injury.
It happens every week.
You're not supposed to. But I know it happens, but you're not supposed to, especially at that position. Because when you look at what Carson did, and I'm not, you know, banging the drum for Carson. I'm just telling you how the system works. He's the one that makes the most money. He was the guy that if he wouldn't have gotten hurt, he probably would have been an MVP of the league that year. And that's why they went back to him. It's regardless of what Nick Foles did. And I know Nick Foles is a legend here in the city. And I know people get mad when you talk about it. But the reality is Nick Foles didn't do anything anywhere else he went.
But Jalen's only done something here. My point is the Eagles have won with two quarterbacks. There are two MVP quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts and Nick Foles. Few people in the NFL thought were anything special when they came out of college. This is an Eagles thing. They don't win because the quarterback. They win because they're the Eagles. They win because they have a great organization. I think the organization's got to come first. The quarterback is not above the organization. That's where I'm at. 215-592-9494. Is it on the table for you? Hugh, I have no idea where people are going to come down on this today. Yesterday, everyone was angry.
They won't even bounce.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see where it comes down today. Kyle, what are you feeling on this as we have reached the crossroads of the Jalen Hurts era?
No, you're just a hater. You hate Jalen Hurts. Don't like him as a person.
Oh, that's
yeah, that's all. I think we got an answer to a very pressing question on Monday night, because everybody all season was wondering, or, you know, had opined that the problem with this offense is that Nick Sirianni and Kevin Betulo have no idea what the hell they're doing.
They can't scheme.
They don't know how to scheme people open. They don't know how to design an offense. We got the answer to what was really going on Monday night, because I think Betulo and Sirianni said, okay, you know what? F it. Here you go.
That's what they said.
Here you go.
Here's
the offense you've wanted. It's over the middle stuff, all that. And you know what happened? The quarterback couldn't do it. He turned the ball over 5 times.
Yeah, that's what happened.
In the game. We got the answer to what's going on, why this offense has looked so bad. And it's because it's the offense that the quarterback has wanted to run. They're building the offense around the strengths of the quarterback. So if Jalen, like, I'm not benching Jalen Hurts this week, right? I give him the Raiders game, and, you know, beyond that, we'll see. But look, this is about as easy of a game offensively as we should have the rest of the season against the Raiders. We should kill the Raiders, right? If we're really the team that we thought we were, or that Vegas thinks we are, we're minus 11.5 favorites, which seems crazy.
Which is wild.
Right. Yeah. But, like, I'll tell you what, man, if things look this bad again against the Raiders, everything should be on the table. Because I think at that point, you got to get real with yourself. This team's not going deep into the playoffs. If they look bad against the Raiders, they're not winning the Super Bowl. They might not win a playoff game. So at that point, you need answers for how to move forward in the future.
Yeah, well, that was 2020, right? When they sat Wentz down, they needed to inform themselves, we have the second round pick in Hurts. Can he play at all?
Right.
And then they found out he could.
So the answer might not be Tanner McKay. It probably isn't. But you need to know if the answer is not Jalen Hurts, because what they have right now is a Super Bowl caliber roster. We just saw them win a Super Bowl last year.
Yep.
They can't waste this. They're the second youngest team in the NFL. Like, this window, like, they need to capitalize on this window as much as they possibly can. So if things go badly this week, everything should be on the table. They need answers as to how to move forward with this roster.
I agree. 215-592-9494. The ironic thing to me about this whole thing is Jalen Hurts got his opportunity on this same conversation 5 years ago. Hugh, this town did not want to bench Carson Wentz. He had earned the right to finish the season. The only reason Jalen Hurts got his shot was because they put he was the backup. He was Tanner McKee. He was the guy that was behind the quarterback that was making a ton of money, who at one point was the highest paid quarterback in the history of pro football. He got his shot because they said this quarterback is holding us back. 215-592-949. Let's go to the phone lines here on all of this. Is Jalen Hurts, is sitting him down, is benching him on the table for you at any point this season? It is for me. He starts Sunday. After that, if he doesn't play well Sunday, I'm pulling the plug. Let's go to Chuck in Tampa. Hey, Chuck.
Hey.
Hey, Chuck.
The biggest problem on this team is that wide receiver. There is a divide in that locker room, and nobody's addressing it. And I agree with you. He had a bad game the other night. Why isn't anybody addressing what that guy did? Dropping passes, not blocking downfield.
Well, because you can't unsee five turnovers.
Yeah.
That's the biggest.
Also, reason. Chuck, we've talked all year about the wide receiver. I mean, like, the game Monday was the quarterback's fault.
I'm not saying it's not his fault, but it's not all of his fault.
But when the quarterback is your biggest problem, that's your biggest problem.
Okay. But everybody, you know, what did he – I say you got to let this thing ride out.
Why?
And I think this guy is good enough, and I think he's mature enough that he'll figure it out. And I think he can take us where we got to go again. I think they're going to win these last few games, and I think they're going to be in the championship game. I think they're that good.
Well, and Chuck, then, if we get good quarterback play, I think we could. I mean, it really for me comes back down to that. If we get good quarterback play, you could be right. I mean, if he turns it around and he plays, you know, good football, yeah, they certainly have a chance.
Joe, but he has played good football.
Not for a while. Can we be honest, though, Chuck?
I'm being honest.
Nah, Chuck, this season, I would say we're trending towards him barely being a top 20 quarterback in the NFL this year.
I have never been in a locker room, but is this locker room divided? It seems like to me that there's a problem.
That's a good question, Chuck, and I can't answer that because I haven't heard anything about it being divided. I know there's probably some people in AJ's camp that believe in what AJ's saying and things of that nature, but I can't speak to that in a definite. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I like Jalen. I've always liked Jalen. I think he's a competitor. I think he's a winner, and I just think people in this town have an axe to grind.
I don't think that's true at all, Chuck.
Yeah, some people have.
Why would anyone have an axe to grind with Jalen Hurts?
Why do they have an axe to grind with anybody, Joe? No, I mean, they don't like him because of who he is. They don't like him because he's the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. I believe that. Though.
I think more people want to like Jalen Hurts or do like Jalen Hurts than don't like.
I don't believe that for one second.
Okay, axe to grind comes off as like just for no reason don't like him. Like they might not like his play anymore. I mean, they may think he's not as good as we want him to be. But like, why would someone have an axe to grind with Jalen Hurts?
Joe, I watched the Phillies. The same crap for 3 years. The main guy on that team gets a pass. Nobody criticizes him on this radio station. A few people, he gets a pass.
I talk bad about him, Chuck, every chance I get.
I don't think that's
that
true.
That high-ass protein powder he's selling.
But, Chuck, you realize the difference, though, right?
What's the difference?
No, what's the difference?
Well, the difference is, Chuck, that, and it's not true anymore, and I've said it, and I'm with you. He deserves criticism now. Like, Bryce Harper's been one of the best players in the league.
Ain't
but that's a team thing. He's won an MVP.
Bryce Harper thing.
Come on.
But we
realize the difference, right? Like, Bryce Harper's been one of the best players in baseball in a Phillies uniform. Jalen Hurts is not one of the best quarterbacks in pro football. Like, how is this hard to see?
He was number two last
year.
He wasn't.
Joe.
Oh, my God. Chuck.
I watched Joel Embiid quit on the 76ers in that Boston series.
Yeah, I think Joel's a regular season player. Chuck, here's my frustration. It's whataboutism. Why are you bringing up Bryce Harper and Joel Embiid in because it's sensitivity.
Won anything, Joel.
The team won. The team won, Chuck. Stop, man.
No,
the team won. I am with you that Bryce Harper deserves criticism for the player he became this year. He declined. I'm with you. Joel Embiid has been a loser in big moments and expresses loser energy. I've said that for years, Chuck. It doesn't excuse Jalen's decline. That's my frustration with the Bryce and Joel conversation. It's separate. Like, I'm not going to defend Jalen Hurts and the play I saw the last month because Bryce Harper isn't as good as he used to be. Do you realize, like, how it's not part of the conversation?
It is part of the conversation.
Not.
When you come on this, when I listen to the radio station every day and he gets a pass. But then Jalen has a couple of bad games. We got to get rid of him. We got to put this other guy in.
No, this one
he's
bad.
Gone and this, that, and the other. It's ridiculous.
This one was bad.
Yeah, Chuck. Yeah, you remind me and Chuck good phone call. You're the same guy, I'm sure, that called in and said Carson Wentz deserves more time. Like, some people can see what's in front of them, and some people bury their head in the sand. I'm sorry. Like, that's what this is. We did this already. Does anyone have any recall? Are our brains all fried from social media? Does anyone have recall? We've done this with Wentz. Do you know Nick Foles got it? You know how Nick Foles got in? How did Nick Foles get in, everyone? They took Michael Vick off the field. Does anyone realize how all these Eagles quarterbacks get on the field? Someone gets benched. I don't know if Tanner McKee could play. But I do know there is a standard of play in the NFL at the quarterback position when you're trying to win football games. And because he was good in the past is a ridiculous argument.
And he's won football games.
They all have won football games, Hugh. Michael Vick was once an elite player, and then Nick Foles became better. Carson Wentz was once an MVP candidate, and Nick Foles and Jalen Hurts became better. I don't care Jalen Hurts was good for two games last January. It doesn't matter today.
I think for Jalen, it's a come to Jesus moment because he had one of his baddest games. He had the worst game you could possibly have as a quarterback.
He did.
And you're going to be all right over there, partner?
No.
It's going to be all right, man. We got a game, Sonny. This too shall pass.
Got a lot of show left. A lot of show left.
No, this will pass. What won't pass is what about Joel Embiid? I don't give a bleep about Joel Embiid right now.
Get that dumb button ready, baby.
I don't care about Joel Embiid today.
I don't give a
shit. Here's the reality.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't.
This is on Jalen as far as how he wants to handle this. Because you have to evolve. The one thing that I've said about Jalen since I've been sitting in this chair is that you have to evolve. And it feels like from all the outside chatter and what we've heard and, you know, the fact that you've hijacked this offense, that you're comfortable in the status quo.
Yeah.
You can't be. Especially when you know that teams are watching film.
Well, you know how you can be reminded that you can't be comfortable?
Yes, the Sunday Monday was a reminder.
No, I think sitting down on the bench and watching another quarterback play.
That's not an option.
It sure is.
50 million, Joe.
Carson Wentz was the most expensive quarterback in NFL history. They sat him down.
50 of them things, Joe.
Eagles history tells me that doesn't matter. 215-592-9494. All right, is benching Hurts on the table at any point for you? Or does he get the whole season regardless of what happens? He doesn't get the whole season for me. All right, Nick Sirianni asked this morning by DeCameron Ritchie about this exact thing. We'll let you hear his answer, plus what Jeff McClain said about his recent report about Hurts. All coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know what's funny? I feel like this commercial I'm about to read is germane to this conversation that we're having because my partner over here is not getting a good night's sleep. So you can't expect to handle a long drive or a long work day starting every morning in bad field positions, Joe. A worn-out mattress will do you that way fast. It'll just make you feel all ornery like you're feeling this morning. Lucky for you, the Mattress Warehouse semi-annual warehouse clearance event is happening right now with warehouse-wide savings up to 60%. That's up to $800 off the top brand names that we all know and love. And, Joe, you can score a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. With Queen mattresses starting at $179.99, Mattress Warehouse has a mattress for everybody and every budget. Whether you're upgrading to your own mattress or just getting the house ready for when the guests come over for the holidays, let Mattress Warehouse exclusive bed match diagnostic system take the guesswork out of choosing the next mattress for you. You'll find the perfect fit backed by 100% comfort guarantee plus 0% interest financing, free day, next day delivery, and the Mattress Warehouse signature 1-year lowest price guarantee. Take it from me. Why shop anywhere else? Visit MattressWarehouse.com to find a location near you. MattressWarehouse.com. MattressWarehouse.com. Oh, I love this song right here, boy. Lemmy. R.I.P. Lemmy.
It feels appropriate for the theme. Let's have the discussion. Is it on the table? Pulling the plug on Hurts. All right, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulio. Coming up at 11, Elliot Shore Parks will join us.
I just want to say I get it. I get why most people would feel that way. I get it.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, I got to put the team first over the player. And I know there's ramifications. I get it. I know a lot of people want to hang on to that he could figure it out. And I hope he does. I have doubts at this point in his career. 215-592-9494. All right. Before we go back to the phones, all your phone calls here, we do have to let's hear from the head coach. He will have his, I guess, day after or 2 days after regular press availability later today.
You're about to get peppered.
Sure, but he got peppered this morning. DeCameron Ritchie asking the question that we're all wondering about Hurts and job security. Here is that back and forth.
Nick, is Jalen definitely your starter Sunday?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there a possibility later this season, if he continues to struggle, that you can make a change at the quarterback spot?
No, I think that's ridiculous. I know every time I go out in that field with Jalen Hurts as our quarterback, we have a chance to win the game.
Bottom line, you heard him. Ridiculous.
Well, all right. So I heard it.
You heard him.
I think he has to say that today, right? If he
hearing him but not hearing him.
You don't hear me though. But you don't hear me though.
Certainly not listening to what he's saying. I think it was best that he was strong. He's going to be asked again this afternoon, so we'll see how that goes. But I think he has to be strong about it. If he is, you know, wishy-washy, then that's not going to sound great for anybody around here. Certainly not his starting quarterback. I do think it was interesting the way he said, I always think I have a chance with Jalen Hurts. That's fine. I think everyone feels that way. But at some point, the question becomes this: do you have a better chance with the other quarterback?
That's cute.
It is cute. You should have a chance. You paid the guy $250 million.
You are so disrespectful.
Well, I mean, what does that mean? I have a chance.
Well,
great. I hope you think you have a chance.
Yeah, you know, it was ridiculous, Nick. 5 turnovers. That's ridiculous.
He was.
I've been working with you for 3 years, and I still don't know you. That was great.
It's cute. I have a chance to win. Aren't you supposed to have a chance?
I don't even know you.
I don't care if you have a chance. No. I want the best chance.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Given what the data that we already have.
Yeah.
Who gives you the best chance of winning the Super Bowl, Jalen Hurts or Tanner McKee? That right there lets me know what to say.
So
you're being emotional right now, Joe.
The fact that I'm not answering quite quickly with Jalen Hurts is a problem.
Well,
it's like you're being emotional because...
No, I didn't answer yet. I'm thinking. You asked me a question. I'm thinking through it. Shouldn't it roll off all of our tongues, Jalen Hurts? It's not rolling off my tongue.
This is the problem. Today, we're still emotional. I'm still getting mean text messages about what are you talking about.
Well, okay.
You're an idiot.
I'm sorry for that text.
At the very least, we know the ceiling with Hurts is Super Bowl MVP quarterback.
Yes.
So, if I had to bet, I wouldn't say that Tanner McKee's the answer for sure. I'm at we could be at a crossroads here because at a certain point in this season, we have to get the Super Bowl thing out of our brains. That shouldn't be the question we're asking ourselves. Is he the right guy to move forward with?
Can I just say something? Because I just thought about something that I saw in Hard Knocks last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it was a bold-faced lie. I was watching. You know, I stopped watching when I heard a familiar voice say something about frauds. And I didn't stop watching because that person said that. Shout out to Kyle Quinn. I just stopped watching because it felt to me like it was Cowboy-centric.
You heard my voice and...
It was not,
other than Kyle's voice, it was not a great episode.
It was not a great episode.
It just wasn't great.
And one of the things that really had me thinking, why am I wasting my time watching this? When they were in the Commodores war room and they were talking about Jaden Daniels coming back, right?
Yeah.
And they said, Marcus Mariota looked good this year. There's he looks like he's ready. Coach is like, if we can't go with Jay, we feel comfortable with Marcus.
Is that when you clicked it off?
I was like, man, you know what?
I'm out.
Let me go ahead and just leave. Because that made no sense to me. It's kind of like I like Tanner McKee. And I think given some seasoning, he could be a good quarterback, but not now. Because, see, this is the reality of where people are. You feel like you're going to put Tanner out there and he's going to get you to the promised land. That's not going to happen.
You're probably right. So I'm going to go back to your question. I have two thoughts now that I've thought through this.
Are we back on that now?
Yeah, because I have to answer the question. You asked the question, I have to answer.
I'm just saying, I thought that was 20 minutes ago.
This is what we do on the show.
I haven't stopped thinking, okay?
It was a filibuster.
You guys filibustered for me while I thought.
What are you talking about?
So two things. I think the premise of your question, then no backup ever gets to play. Because the premise of your question was, based on what we know, we don't know about Tanner McKee, right? We don't know. So based on that, then Jalen Hurts should have never got on the field over Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz had a resume. Jalen Hurts had no resume in the NFL. Wait, Nick Foles. You'll never put the backup on the field, the young quarterback on the field over the vet ever, because based on what you know, the veteran has done it and the young guy hasn't. So based on resume, sure, Jalen Hurts gives them a better chance. But what's sticking out to me, because you said better chance to win and all that, and then Kyle brought up ceiling. Guys, what is Jalen Hurts today? Because in the last 5 games, he's been a bottom 5 quarterback in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I would say for the season, I know we do our quarterback rankings, right? We're trending towards, if we're being totally real, closer to 20 than 5. I don't know where he is. Is he 16, 18, 19? He's closer to that right now in the context of the league than he is top 5. And in the last few weeks, he's been bottom 5. So would Tanner be better? I don't know. If Tanner right now is the 20th best quarterback in the league, we had people say that during the summer. Remember that?
Yeah.
People wouldn't trade him for a second round pick.
Yeah, we were told they'd be the number one seed with Tanner
McKee. So if Tanner McKee could come in and be the 20th best quarterback, you know what 20's better than? 27. Like, would it be an upgrade? It might. So Jalen gets to play Sunday, and if he plays well, let's move this thing forward and hopefully get in the playoffs and do our best. Just saying, if I see another game like Sunday, I can't let him play anymore.
He won't have another game like
Sunday. Okay, let's go.
But see, to your point, though, Joe, the cat's out of the bag.
Well, let me throw this at you. You're right. He won't have another game like Sunday. Five turnovers is pretty egregious. Last five games, they scored 10, 16, 21, 15, and 19. The last time they had a five-game stretch like that was in 2012, Andy Reid's last season.
Yeah.
I mean, they've had some. They had the 2015 chip team that was a joke. They had the 2016 first year with Doug and Carson that they were, you know, not ready. They had 2020 with Carson. Like, we haven't had all those years, they never had a stretch like this. That's a long time. If they don't score 20 points on Sunday, we're just going to roll it back out again?
Yes.
No.
Joe.
No. 20 points.
See.
20 points.
This is where.
Is that too much to ask?
20 points.
20 points on Sunday against the Las Vegas Raiders.
It's lofty.
Then we need a new quarterback.
Well, Joe, listen, y'all can laugh all you want, but that's who we're stuck with, and that's who we're going to roll with.
No, we're not stuck with anyone.
Yes, we are.
And you know what
I think is going to happen?
I disagree.
You know what I think is going to happen Sunday?
Mm-mm.
Because, like I tried to tell you the other day, there were some good things that offense did. There were.
Yeah.
And I know it was hard to see.
I threw my pen when you said it.
I know. I know you did.
It was just bad time.
I didn't hold it against you.
Today I'm not throwing my pen at you.
But you're still cross. I didn't hold it against you.
Yeah.
But
that was big of you.
There were still some good things that they did.
I do have four pens just in case today.
Yeah. And I think, I honestly feel in this situation that this is a chance for Jalen to evolve and try to grow this offense. We saw a lot of, like, it was pointed out yesterday that there was a lot being ran that they normally didn't run.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I think that's a good thing, because now it forces you to see things differently, right? You know, gets you out of your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And now there's a sense of urgency, because I'm willing to bet, even though Jalen's not a guy that listens to what a whole lot of people say, he's hearing this. You cannot be in the city of Philadelphia in this area and not feel the heat or the pressure from that game. It's impossible. I don't care who you are. You could be in a hyperbaric chamber. You're going to feel that pressure.
Sure are. All right.
So he has to play better. He has to play better this weekend.
Let's hear Jeff McClain. So Jeff McClain yesterday wrote that, and I'm going to quote him from his article here, quote, "But the frustrations with Hurts behind the scenes have been mounting, according to team sources, and may have reached a precipice." This was, of course, on the idea of potentially, you know, McKee playing at some point. Let's listen to Jeff McClain talk about all this.
And look, I threw the question out there. It wasn't like, you know, I'm saying this is what they should do or what they will do. But it's for the first time, I'm just like, okay, maybe this is something to give him a break or to send a message to Jalen, because there's other stuff happening, I know, behind the scenes that quite possibly could leave someone to believe that he's not listening.
I just want to say, first and foremost, Jeff, if you're listening or somebody that knows you, I'm proud of you. You don't sound all dry like you once did.
He's evolving as a podcast host.
I would like to say you're welcome.
He has your thing.
Oh, come on. I agree.
Like Jeff has found his voice.
Lit a fire under his ass.
And Jeff, you don't have to thank me. If you're listening, you sound great, bro. You sound great. I am here to teach and help.
The irony is, he's going to steal Eagles Insider of the Year from you.
Wait a minute, is Jeff on the list?
There's no, of course, Jeff's going to, can't you hear it?
How would he not be on?
He's about to break the story of the problem with the quarterback.
Hold up.
He's going to beat you.
Wait a minute, Jeff's not on the list. Is he on the list?
Just you watch. If I had a bet on an underdog in this thing, I'm taking McClain.
He's about to leave you in the dust, buddy.
I mean,
you better get something soon.
8-1. I just put McClain in on FanDuel. Eagles Insider of the Year.
I don't know. He sound like he's in the know, and he's very
just like Hurts. It's not about what you did.
Damn.
It's about what you're doing right now.
I haven't had anything since last week.
Buddy.
I mean, but I'm comfortable feeling uncomfortable. Though I'm gonna step my game.
Go
up.
Go get
better,
a scoop.
But shout out to Jeff.
Go get a scoop, Douglas.
But see, that's what I'm talking about, Joe. Mm-hmm. The stuff that he's talking about relaying is now Jalen's on the clock. Like, there's no doubt. If you were sitting there in your little bubble and you were oblivious to what people were feeling about you, you feel it now.
Yeah, you have to.
You got to go play.
Yep. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Carl in Chester is up on WIP. Hey, Carl.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Carl. What's up, Carl?
Good. It's always good to speak to you guys. But today your take on Jalen Hurts is far-fetched and ridiculous. And just hear me out. Mm-hmm. If you're willing to replace Jalen Hurts after what he's done, why aren't you okay with replacing Nick Sirianni?
I am.
Sirianni's contract is less expensive, and he's a bigger problem.
You got the wrong guy.
Jalen Hurts has shown me what he can do, and he's won the Super Bowl, been to two of them. Nick Sirianni, since day one, everybody
also
knows,
has been to two and one
cannot
one.
Do anything positive for the team but a cheerleader.
So
it's clear and obvious.
Carl, that you can rip Sirianni. I don't care. If they could get a better coach, I'd get a better coach too.
Then we play them. Let's see.
Carl, you can't.
You want to move on from the quarterback? Carl, let's move on from the coach.
That's fine.
We're being civil. Right,
advocate for that, and let's do Jalen Hurts.
But Carl,
let's see what Jalen Hurts looks like with a grade A coach.
Sure.
And then let's see.
Carl, hold on a second.
Being civil.
And that's fine. I'm not. You could move on from the coach if you want. They don't have another coach ready to go inside the season, right? Every team has a backup quarterback that could come in and play. They don't have a backup coach. Otherwise, we would.
You can find Nick Sirianni in the backyard. He ain't nobody special.
You watched Hard Knocks last night, him catching them passes.
May I ask a question about, you said what he's done, right? And the Super Bowl MVP and all that stuff, right?
He's done more than Sirianni. Let me hear what you got to say.
Well, Carl,
he's done more positive than Sirianni.
I just,
their accolades and their resumes are similar. One guy is on the field and being a positive for the team.
Well,
the other guy,
he wasn't a positive Monday. He was a negative Monday.
He's not going to be 100%, okay? Nobody has a good game every game, even if he has a bad month. In baseball, those guys struggle. They come out of their slump. Same thing in football. If he's having a slump, you got to realize people are dropping the balls, and he's getting bad head coaching. He had a different offense coordinator every year, and his head coach doesn't have a clue from day one. He can't stop the bleeding if he wanted to.
Bleeding if he wanted to, Joe. You heard him.
Right, listen, you come to the wrong guy if you want me to defend Sirianni. I don't.
So I want you to advocate for firing Sirianni and let's see what Jalen looks like with a good head coach first.
I've tried.
We just did this last week.
Carl, deep breath. Last week I said if they collapse, I'd move on from the coach. So I don't know what you're yelling at me for about the coach.
Let's have that conversation.
No. Today we're having the Jalen conversation because he turned the football over five times.
He also had, listen, when everything.
I got to put Carl on hold for a second. I'm angry at Carl.
He's brutal.
I
like Carl.
Handling it like grown folks.
Well, I'm trying. I'm trying to have a conversation. Carl. Calm down for a second. Let's have a conversation, okay? Second, this whole resume thing is going in one ear out the other for me. Wonderful. Every good player has a resume, and then guess what happens?
Not like that, though.
Every good player gets replaced. This is what happens in football.
Can I ask you, like all jokes aside,
yeah.
What player in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles, quarterback that is, has the resume of Jalen Hurts?
None, but can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Have they ever had a great quarterback? Let's just be fair.
If they ever had a great one. Okay. Since we're asking questions, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Who's the best quarterback to date in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles?
Jalen.
And you're talking about putting him on the bench.
But Hugh, this...
Who cares?
I just like...
No, honestly.
No, listen.
But
I'm not saying that this potentially couldn't happen. Like, let me be clear. I understand where you're coming from, and I know that Monday night was greased. I am not oblivious to any of that. But he needs to play out the string.
Nobody had any problem. But Saquon just had the best season we may have ever seen in the NFL, let alone for the Eagles last year. The best single season. Yet nobody had a problem saying, let's see what Tank Bigsby can do.
Well,
did in the past has nothing. Like, how is the Super Bowl MVP helping us today?
How
did it help us Monday?
Well, it was more a change of pace back. And that's not...
Change-based quarterback.
No, you don't do that.
But is that not fair to ask? Like, what does that matter?
I totally agree. I totally agree. It's fair to ask, but it's not going to happen.
So, can I present something? Every great quarterback or good quarterback gets replaced. Eventually, that happens.
Eventually,
right? I think what is tripping everyone up is. This is happening way faster than anyone anticipated, right? If I had told you that Jalen's 32 years old and playing like this, I think we get a lot of calls saying this is close to the end for Jalen Hurts, right? We're not getting those phone calls. We're not getting those takes because he's 27 years old. Guys, there's no rule on when quarterbacks decline and when they I think they're a lot like pitchers. Some pitchers pitch till they're 40 years old. Some guys, when they're 28, the velocity's gone and they're out of the league. Cam Newton was done at 29. He was an MVP of the league. He was done at 29 years old.
Carl's still here, by the way.
I know. We'll get back to Carl. Would you consider a slump? Are we 1,000% sure that Jalen Hurts isn't just in clear decline? If he doesn't have his legs, and obviously he's not running anymore for whatever the reason is, I don't think he's a very good quarterback. So if he's not a very good quarterback, then I have to consider an alternative. The resume stuff, just again.
Get that dog don't hunt.
It's not hunted. It doesn't matter. The Eagles move off of everyone. They all have resumes. The next one will have a resume. Great. Carl, you're back.
So if that's the case, why we can't move over from the head coach?
Carl is dogging. Yeah, he's going to stay on. He's going to get him,
because
Carl.
He's the biggest problem, and everybody knows it. He's okay with replacing the quarterback, not the coach. Get rid of the coach. He doesn't have a clue. We knew that from day one in his press conference. He's talking about a daggone positivity bear and flowers
bunny.
And perfume.
Well, he didn't get the bunny.
Tell him to teach ballet or something.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Carl listened to anything.
Yeah, Carl didn't listen to a word. Carl, good phone call, buddy.
Accountability.
Glad we
bunny.
Did that. It's not an accountability bunny.
It is.
Sirianni didn't
buy the bunny.
Still
in the locker room? Still in the locker room?
They have availability today?
I'm not sure.
We'll find out.
We will be on that.
No, you need to stay.
We need eyes on that.
The bunny needs to stay.
Yeah. What?
The bunny needs to stay.
They turned the ball over five times.
And the bunny needs to stay.
Why do you do this?
What do you mean?
Why?
I have a method to my madness because you need to be reminded of where
I think it's just madness.
Of a place that you never want to be again. You know, Buddy showed up to Chicken Piece last night.
The bunny or Buddy?
A bunny. A buddy. Buddy in a bunny suit.
Oh, God.
Shout out to Chicken Piece because his brother made some raviolis. You know what? Can I just go here for a minute? As a black man, because me and Ike had this conversation last night, that was probably the first time I've had, like, for real ravioli.
You
made by for real Italians.
You never like, had seriously. Ravioli?
No, like, made with love like that. Like, homemade ravioli.
But haven't you been to plenty of restaurants?
Not and had ravioli.
But that's on you.
But no, but my point is, we grew up with the ravioli that you got in the can. So,
yeah,
when I went to, you know what I mean? So when I went to Chicken and Peace last night, and his brother asked, he said, yo, you want, we got some ravioli I made with the gravy. And I was like, okay. And then I had a thought. I'm like, damn, I've never had homemade ravioli until last night.
Well, then some might say you never lived until last night.
And you're right, because it was awesome. Shout out to Pete, man. Because I just thought about that.
Good ravioli.
As a black man, but as a black man, I've never had, like, I've never went to the restaurant, and I've never thought to just get homemade ravioli. Like, something as simple as that.
Well, now that your mind is open to that, maybe your mind's open to a quarterback change.
No, yeah, Buddy showed up at the Chicken Piece last night with a bunny outfit on, pink bunny.
Because of the positivity bunny?
I think so. The accountability bunny.
No one is calling it that? No one knows what that is?
I am. I'm calling it accountability bunny.
I know, but there is no accountability.
Accountability.
With the dumb bunny. I mean,
and he needs to hold them accountable, and that's why he needs to stay.
It needs to be deflated today in that locker room.
I need him to be in the locker room today.
All right, 215-592.
As a sign of the dark times.
94-94. That's how you hop aboard. Elliot's going to join us. His take on this. Has he moved the Eagles outside of number one on his NFC power rankings? We'll find out that next. And more with Elliot Shore Parks. And, of course, your take on all this is sitting Jalen Hurts down on the table at some point this season. It is for me. He gets to play Sunday. He's a starting quarterback. But if this continues, and I'm just going to set the bar very low at 20 points. If they can't clear 20 against the Raiders, all bets are off for the rest of the season. I mean, come on. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Checking off that holiday shopping list, Wawa's got you covered with gift cards that don't need wrapping. Like gift cards from Wawa fans in your life. I read that wrong. Like gift cards for the Wawa fans in your life.
For the
fans of top brands like Roblox, Visa, Sephora, and more. Gift cards make a perfect gift for teachers, coworkers, the delivery driver, and even the family gift swap. That's awesome, giving the family gift swap. For holiday shopping made easy, stop at Wawa, your one-stop gift card shop. See store for details. Gotta have Wawa.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.